Let's go and record then. Here we go. This is October, what today?
15th.
Today is October 15th, 2024. Interview with Ginger. Alrighty. We're going.
So Kevin was talking to Iris. Bill, you know Iris.
I've heard the name, yeah.
Like this. So Kevin told Iris that they're doing an interview with Ginger about all the gay clubs and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still around? Well, why wouldn't I be around? You know? I said to Kevin, don't mind Iris.
Yeah. You
know, she's supposed to know so much about the gay club, but I know more about it, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, how about we start with just community, it's called. Like, Halifax as you knew it, as you think about it now, and...
Well, I thought they're more open to it.
Yeah.
But they don't like it pushed down the throat.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the same years ago, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had to be... Watch what you're saying, what you're doing, you know.
Yes.
But I find it's more open now, more relaxed. But you still have to be careful, because, you know, there are a lot of guilty men out there.
Do explain. Guilty.
Well, a lot of, you know, they're a macho and all that, and the ones that I've found over the years getting older, when they make their side remarks, cocksuckers and faggots,
yeah.
They're the first ones that want to jump your bones.
Yes.
Suck their cock.
Uh-huh.
I hope we can take pure language. I found that over, and I found that a lot in nursing.
Really?
When I was in London, Ontario, and I worked at Department of Veterans Affairs, men changing their clothes in the locker room, they made sure what they saw, what you had, you know. And some had hearts on, some had said, you know, toodaloo, goodbye. Well, my wife won't do this, my girlfriend won't tell it to them, don't tell it to me.
You're strong.
Well, you know, then they try to make you feel guilty because you suck their cock.
Well, yeah. let's go, how about going back to, say, the 70s, what was living in Halifax for you like?
Well, I lived a good life, no problems. I never had, just twice I had two who called me faggot and all that on Spring Garden Road. I just ignored it, you know.
Yeah.
Without that, I was never threatened or anything like that, you know.
Uh-huh. Because you're bigger? Or?
No, I just more or less kept to myself, and I guess the size of me, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be bigger than this, you know.
I know, I used to be bigger than this, too.
Yeah, you know. And then when I went to Ontario, I lost quite a bit of weight.
Uh-huh.
I went to Weight Watcher diet, and then I came home that Christmas. My mother didn't recognize me. Because my hair was down to here, it was all blonde, curled, and I lost quite a bit of weight, and I looked good, because the Weight Watcher diet is a good diet, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm doing too bad now, you know. But no, I've never had any problems. You know.
So you've never been gay bashed? What about some
I just had a couple of my friends, because of their attitude.
Oh.
You know. And I used to go to the straight bars, you know, I had no problem.
Yeah.
But you get them in there, and they're camping it up and going on, and you know. I tell you a story. This was in the 90s, I guess, late 90s. I lived over in Dartmouth.
Yeah.
And I used to go to the tavern over there. I can't think of the name. It's now closed. And I wouldn't this day, and I was on vacation. So, sitting there, and the two guys, they were in their forces. They're putting away the beer, so I was sitting there drinking. So one guy said, I was there about 2 hours, and one fellow said, I threw my son out of the house. His friend said, why? Well, he came up and told me he was gay, and I told him, get the fuck out, you queer, and I threw him out, you know. Anyway, I'm sitting there listening to this, you know. Then I spoke up and said, excuse me, the word is homosexual. It's not queer. Queer is being ignorant.
Mm.
And I said, you know what? You want to thank your son. I never knew these two people.
Mm.
And I said, what's called? You want to thank your son. He was honest enough to come to tell you to your face that he was gay, not queer. And I said, look at you two. I said, what do you mean? He said, who are you? I said, my name is Ginger. I said, look at you two. I said, when I came in, you two are, because the bar was like this, like this. You're sitting there, he's sitting there, your tie is open, your shirt is open, your tie, and your jacket, and you two are your whole hands. Now, if that's not a sign of being lovers, Well, they put their hands down right quick, and they said afterwards, they said, you know what, Ginger, you're right, we shouldn't make, you should not throw a stone. So he said, when I get a hold of my son, I'll bring him home, you know.
Ah.
And after that, we were the best of friends.
Wow.
I said, I come here and have a few drinks, but it's a hair of my dude's psychology lesson. But it was true, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the tavern. It's over there in Dartmouth. It's closed now.
Yeah, there's some favorite tavern, famous ones over there.
Yeah. You know.
It'll come to me too when it's like, oh.
Yeah.
What year was that?
That would have been in, oh, geez, I got to be what? Must be 2001. 2002.
It was 2001, though. That's
I lived on a triangle. I didn't know. That wasn't far from it, though. Yeah. But you think I could name it. Yeah. They're going to, it's closed now. They're going to tear it down to build a Bartville condo. But we had a lot of fun there, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't the old mill.
No, they tore that. It was up from the old mill.
Oh.
The old mill, I knew all the strippers in there.
Why do you know them?
Well, my boyfriend, he took me there one night, Tex. And they said, come on, Ginger, get up here and dance, because we know you can dance. So I could dance. So one of them said, Jesus Christ, you could take our paychecks, part of what we can. But they were, we got along good. I can't think of the name of the tavern. It used to be the Navy used to go there a lot. So the Navy girl. Yeah, but a lot of good times. But Sullivan's was even better.
Oh.
Because it used to be a fancy restaurant at one time, and you had to be there at 6:30 in the morning to get in because of the lineup. But I'll tell you, it ran down over the years, but we had a lot of fun, you know, and Fred was the owner. I'll tell you.
What made it so good?
Because everybody didn't judge anybody, you know. You were you, and I said, well, I'm Ginger, you don't like it. Get away from my table. And even my partner got jealous. I said, what are you getting jealous for? Like, I'm here in the open, you see what I'm doing. I'm not gonna sit on the bar and, you know, twiddle my thumbs, watch you, you know. Because he thought it was Casanova, but let him think, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta work things out in your own mind, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had a lot of fun.
Now, did you have a lot of dealings over the years with members of the armed forces, American or Canadian or NATO?
Oh. Well, they lived on Queen Street in 90, what was it? 70. Must have been late now. In the 80s, I think I'd say around 80. I lived on a basement apartment on Queen Street across from the old infirmary. Oh. And my friend Veronica, we went out partying down on the ships. She took me down on the ships.
Yeah.
Met all the American sailors. Oh, they were handsome. They were handsome.
Were you in drag? Or?
No, just myself.
Okay.
And anyway, 10 of them came back to my place.
Really?
No, I'm here in a one-bedroom basement apartment. We partied a whole week.
Uh-huh.
My brother lived next door in the back, like, you know. And they're all Americans. We had a good time, you know.
Yeah.
One fellow was engaged to be married. He was from Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
He called his girlfriend right there in my home. You know, that's where he got his cell phone. He said, I'm not marrying you. He said, I'm not coming back. He said, I'm going to marry Ginger. He's a gay man, but I fell in love with him. Oh, he's what a job.
Oh, cool.
They were wonderful, though, yeah, you know. They respected my home and everything, you know.
Good stuff.
You know, there was no make a note or anything like that, you know. I said, no, you know. But they were wonderful. Veronica said, Jesus, you got more men than I got. And I said, well, I can't help it. Must be my way.
Did you ever have a lot more fun during NATO days when all the fleet was in and other countries?
Oh, God, yes. They used to go to Piccadilly, the Cannoli.
Right.
But I, you know, but I never had any problem, you know.
Yeah.
I never had any problem picking up a man. I never had a, well, I used to cruise. Who didn't cruise, you know?
Yeah.
But, geez, I tell you. Anyway, when I lived in London, I had two. I lost my weight. And I was living with my friend Kenny. And we weren't far from the university, you know, that's because they didn't have a gay club then.
Yeah.
So I went up there, my new old bed, all made and everything. And one was after me, the other one was after me. Well, I didn't know they were lovers. I went home with the two of them. You know, I went to his place, and the other guy came to my place, and he says to me, he said, well, you know, Ginger, I hate to see you go back to Halifax, but he said, I have to break out with my lover. I said, well, you didn't tell me you had a lover. And then I remember back, they were the two that were fighting at the club, and they almost got burned for fighting over me.
Oh.
Kenny said, for Jesus' sake, I should have left you home. I said, well, I don't know what's in, I don't know, other than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did the Halifax scene over the years compared to, say, going to Montreal or Toronto, which you must have done it a few times?
Well, I've been in Toronto. Hmm. Well, I went there when my lover was there, but I didn't like Toronto. I found it a very cold city. But I met some nice people.
Yeah.
I've never been in Montreal.
Oh.
No. But, no, just, I've never wanted to travel that much.
What about down in the States?
Huh?
What about some cities down in the States?
No, I've never down in the States, or just, you know.
No.
I went to London, and that's where I like London, you know. And they had five gay bars.
That's such a small place.
Well, it's a city now, and
yeah.
This is years later, and I think they still have five gay bars, and they're all on one street. One over there, one over there, and then they had one that the bar rotated. I've been around, you know. Yeah, you know. But here, gay life here is, I don't know, they're very hush-hush, and then they get the screaming queens, and that's what causes the problem, see. Because if somebody wants you, they want you.
Yeah.
You know. And as one fellow told me, this is years ago, I picked him up at one of the gay bars, very nice looking man, and he was the president of the steel plant, Sydney.
Oh.
So I spent a weekend with him at the Lord Nelson, and like he said, if I pick you up, you're a trick. If I come back, that means it's a relationship starting. And if I come back the third time, that means I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And when you think about it, you know, he was right, you know. Mm-hmm. But he had a lot of money in him, but he was right down there. Then another knew another gentleman when they had the dressing arms up on dressing and artillery.
Artillery place, yeah.
They had a bar in there. You know,
No,
it's all tore down now.
Oh.
It's where the condos are, right on artillery, you know. Mm. But the archives have all that information. But he was the president of Massey Ferguson. So here, you know, I had a steel plant or a man selling tractors, you know. Well, I've had a few married men, you know, but reasons they told me. Well,
so have you had a husband or a steady lover?
I had a lover for 38 years.
Yeah. Which one? So
Tex was his name.
Yeah.
And Tex was a womanizer.
Oh, so he's bi.
Todd, yeah.
What years would that be?
I met him in 1980. We were doing a show at the Rumors down on Granville Street.
Yeah.
But I met him before through the Turt and all that, but I never associated with him. So this one night, have you ever been to the old Turt?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
When you come down the stairs, well, I was coming down. He was going up, and he hit me, and I had some beer, and I said, excuse me, so you just knocked a couple of beers out of my hand. Be careful. And he was drinking, but he never said anything. So I'm sitting there, and it must be about almost 2 hours, and come over and excuse me. He said, my name is Tex. He said, here's the beer that I dropped, you know, which, well, I thanked him, and we had a few drinks, and he went his way, and I went my way.
Yeah.
And I never saw him anymore until October, and, you know, and I started from there, you know.
Hmm.
And I was on 38 years.
Yeah. What would you say if yourself be a good advice for choosing a good lover?
Well, just be yourself. Be respectful.
Well, how would you choose that guy and not this guy?
Well, you'll know. Because everybody has the type of man they like.
Mm.
See, Tex was a truck driver, which I like.
Yeah.
I like big, strong men, you know.
Oh.
As the girls would say, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, roar like a lion, but do me like a kitten. But 38 years is a long time.
That's long.
Better
than most marriages.
Yeah. Well, most marriages, I don't know.
Did you get it ever officially married?
No, he wanted to, and that was when Sullivan's was open. And I was going to go for it, but then I had a funny feeling inside.
Oh.
I had to watch him because he couldn't control money, you know.
Oh.
Because he could burn money in half an hour.
Yeah.
So I checked it all out with a lawyer, and the lawyer said, Ginger, you know, it's up to you. But he said, you got to remember, when you divorce, it's like a heterosexual marriage. You could lose, he could win. Well, I said, thank you. You ain't getting my money.
Yeah.
So later on, when I got when he got feeling good, he sang like a bird, and he told people that I knew that he knew. Yeah, he said, when I marry Ginger, I'll have access to the bank account. I said, you're going to access to nothing because I got money. I work and save. You know, I'm not rich. You don't have any, so you're not marrying me for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But we remained in love. You know, but he moved out then. And, you know,
yeah. But well, that's telling.
But I lived here and he lived there. Yeah. He was right across, and I never bothered him. But he come over a few times, you know. And of course we were intermittent. That you know, I said, well, you want to be with me, but you're not living on my floor.
Yeah.
Because you're too fucking cranky. You know, and alcoholic men and druggies, when they got, they're hard to live with.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what are you buying this? I said, I can buy what I want. It's my money. Don't, you know, you're supposed to help look after me, not me looking after me and you, you know. So, and he said to me one time, he said, you got too independent. And I said, well, whose fault is that? You're the one that made me independent because you were never there when I wanted you. Not just for money. I wanted you to be with me or, you know, romance. You know, but you were never there. And when you were home, you were drunk and sick. So what kind of relationship? And I told you, you can go anytime you want.
Yeah.
You know, but you didn't. So, yeah.
Did you get involved in any organizations?
No.
No?
Well, I went one time to when the coalition was on the Lord Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine, Tony McDonald, you probably remember him.
I heard the name. Anyway. Oh, yeah, he used to be in Antiques.
No, not Tony.
Oh, not that Tony. That's Tony Saulnier.
That's Tony Saulnier, yeah. Took me to the Lord Nelson. They were having a barbecue or something. And I tell you, I mean, I felt bad for these people that had HIV, but a lot of them were very rude.
Oh.
And I said to some of them, I said, you know, I feel bad for you. You know, we all have to be careful, but you don't have the right to be rude.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to, I'm going to speak to who's in charge. So then Tony came over and he told a few of them, you best fuck off. He said, you know, and I never went back, you know.
Oh.
And then my good friend Terry Martin, which I knew for years, because I met Terry when I came to Halifax, when the club opened, but even prior to that. And I knew Terry for over 30 years. We never had an argument. So this would be about almost 3 years after he died. I was up on Roby Street for some reason, and I was walking down Roby, and I ran into Wilson Hodder. I'm sure you know Wilson.
Oh, sorry.
He was head of the coalition here.
Oh. So was that NSWPA or?
I think so. Well, it was at the Lord Nelson building.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was talking to him, and I said, he said, Jim, do you have any hours that you can spare? And I said, yeah, why? He said, well, we're looking for people to work in the coalition, you know, the aides take care of them. I said, yeah, no problem. I said, you can give me a schedule and I can let you know and how much you're going to pay me. Oh no, he said, we don't pay, it's all volunteer. I looked at him, excuse me, it's all volunteer. How come they're paying you $40,000 and you're paying your secretary $25,000 a year for what? You two getting up there telling people they shouldn't be sleeping around and all that, what are you two doing, you know?
Yeah.
You know? So, and I said, I want to also tell you, when the comes in the new year, you're going to lose your funding, which they did. That's why they pulled up, because the money was misused.
Was that McAids?
Huh?
Was that McAids?
I don't know. It was Wilson Hodder, and I don't know the secretary's name, but
okay. It
was at the HIV clinic or whatever headquarters on Spring Garden Road. They're not there now because they closed up.
Oh, okay.
But the money was all misused.
Oh.
And I said, Wilson, you're the last person to get up there and tell people how they should live their life.
Yeah.
You know, you're only in your 40s and you've got AIDS now. You know why? Because you didn't want to use a rubber. You know? And he got annoyed at me. And I said, well, fuck off. Because I had an incident in my home with him.
Oh.
And I said, you either tell it or I'm calling the cops. I said, you have no right And my other friend, I said, you two have no right going in my bathroom in my home to start making out. I don't go for that.
Yeah.
You go to your home. And I said, Jerry Logan, you get out. Wilson, you get out. He said, okay. So he went and he came back. He went and he had a beer. He apologized. He said, I'll go in and sit on the couch. I said, so he fell asleep with the beer in his hand till the next morning. So when Terry came over, his lover, you know, they both fooled around, but I said, that's your business. I'm not into it. But Terry thanked me. He said, Ginger, at least I know you're a friend. I said, I didn't want Wilson. Even if you weren't with him, he's not my type of man.
Yeah.
You know, he may be your type, but not mine. You know, it's, I mean, even though you're gay, you still got to learn to be, you know, respectful.
Yeah.
And you got to learn to stand on your own 2 feet.
For sure.
You know, you can't put everything on, you know, that's my lover, expect it all of him to do it all. So, you know, that's why marriages break up, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus, you know. You know, and I've seen it growing up with my relatives, and I said, you know, what did you get married for?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do this, my uncle's beating you, hate him. You know, I had an aunt my uncle did, you know, because he figured he was black from Barbados, and he put a bad beating on her, you know. Uh-huh. And she stayed with him. Oh, I said, sweet Jesus, you know. Because she had other sisters that would have helped her, you know. But
yeah.
Love was blind back then.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, to beat somebody, that's an awful thing, you know.
It is.
It's very traumatic, you know. And some people get over, some don't, you know. Because once you lose trust in the person you love, you never get it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Now, tell me, what's your history of dealing with trans people?
Well, I don't have a problem with them either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was the first time you met a trans person?
Oh, Jesus. I think I met her at phase one come to town, the Misty Moon on Golden Street.
Oh,
you know?
What year would that be about?
Huh?
What year about?
Oh, geez, that'd be what? The 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Around 91, 92?
Yeah.
No problem.
Good, good.
You know, same as when Reflections opened.
Ah.
I'll tell you. You know, you don't know they're a lesbian. Well, you know they're lesbians because they're both the gays, and then they have whatever in trans. But it's their attitude, you know. And I told you about the two friends. They said, you're not getting in here tonight. I said, excuse me, I don't even know you people. But where'd you get off calling me out of my name? You call me out of my name one more time, I'm going to call the cops. They don't do nothing. I'm going to punch you in your mouth if I have to. But I don't, you know, I don't live that way. So when Robert, the manager, that's when the two doors opened, that Reflection,
yeah.
And out went a red carpet, and they said, Ginger, that's for you and your guests. And I said to the other six, you'd like to come in as my guest, but don't run me down. And they apologized. We were the best of friends after that.
Wow.
I said, I know a lot of people in the city. You know, I grew up, you know. And I grew up a lot around a lot of straight people, you know. I thought they were straight here, you know, but that's another story.
Allegedly straight.
You know, but, we had our thing, and they went their way, I went mine, you know. But it wasn't broadcast, you see.
Yeah.
See, the gay people, they think just because, you know, they can get 4 or 5 men, they got to brag, well, I had more men than you. And I just said, well, why don't you just keep it to yourself? And this is what causes the problems.
You think?
Hell yeah. And then when they come out with the AIDS, HIV, the first thing they blame was the homosexual society. What about the heterosexual society?
Yeah. And the bisexuals.
But the heterosexual was worse. And then the armed forces were worse.
Really?
Because when I lived in Hollis Street, my mother lived on the first floor, I lived on the second floor. And when there used to be a Navy club there, it's gone now.
Oh.
And you'd see them right in the backyard, fucking this one, fucking that one. And there was no, you know, well, could you go somewhere private? Well, we don't have money for a hotel. I said, well, no one likes to hear you guys moaning and groaning and going on. And there were some ugly women. Woo! And the men were gorgeous. But I guess I said to my mother, I guess, once you got a cunt, you got a cunt. Doesn't matter what all those. Because she said, if they continue, I'm going to call the cops. You know, and sometimes one of the police are there.
When did you retire?
I retired.
Being, you know, geez, like that, yeah.
Geez, I retired what? I think it's 2000. No, it's only about 4 years since I retired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like? What did you do?
Well, I still work, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I work part-time. And I go home, looked after my home and my pets, and then I had another boyfriend, married. And he was my superintendent, you know, and I didn't know. It's like you and I talking, you know. Yeah. He's a very nice man. So, well, this is 4 years later, and we get so I'm sitting at home this night. It was in November. Raps him at the door, and it was Darren. I lived here, Darren across there. He said, "You doing anything, Ginger?" I said, "No, I'm sitting down listening to music. Can I come in?" I said, "Oh, yeah." So we were talking, you know. And it was Remembrance Day, the 11th. He said, "You know," he said, "I've had my eye on you for some time." Oh, I said, "I thought it was carrying on, you know." And he said, "No," he said, "I really like you." He said, "You know." He said, "I'm married." I said, "Oh, I presume that. You got two, you got three children, so." But he said, "Yeah," but he said, "You know, I like being with a man." I said, "Well, thank you." And next thing we know, I was by the window. Next thing he come over, took my pants down. And he said, "That's what you want." And then our relationship started from there.
Uh-huh.
And I went with him for 18 months. And then his heart, he was at diabetic stage. But he would not leave his wife. And she was controlling bastard, and I mean bastard.
Right.
She called the shots.
I've seen
and
that.
I told her one day, I said, "Listen, you live over there, I live over here. What I do over here is my business. If you don't take that telescope down off the wall, I'm going to smash it because you're invading my privacy."
Uh-huh.
But Darren used to bend down. Well, he had a key, but he'd have to unlock the door and bend down so she wouldn't see him because she was on the computer all day long because she lost her job at Costco. Well, other than that, he was a wonderful man. I really cared about him. And I had saw him in April, and I found 2 days later he had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
Well, he had diabetes too, but he worked too hard and lived with her. And so I said, "Well, I'll move." And I gave up my condo and I moved, but he didn't change his mind. He wasn't going to move with me. And I said, "Well, you shouldn't have done that." I said, "You know," because I said I didn't really want to move, but I figured to be with you, you know. But I said, "You know, don't wish you no harm." But we got along on that. But I miss him, you know. I don't miss him as much. But smart man, geez, he was smart, you know. But and I just said, "I don't know how you men can do it." I said, "One day you're married." Yeah, but yet, you know, he said, "Well," he said, "my wife are not intimate. We haven't been intimate for 20 years.
Wow.
Well, I said, "Well, there's something wrong there." Well, I said, "You must have had a," he said, "Well," he said, "I had the urge all the time," but he said, "I had a couple of men before I got married, you know."
Yeah.
But one of them I knew, one of them I don't speak to, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I said, "You know," and when I worked in Chester, look, we worked with a nice gentleman, Chris.
He was worked in Chester?
Yeah, well, Mary's Cove, I looked after a very prominent lawyer, Mr. Black. And Mr. Black did not like gay people. He was very biased. But I was gay. It didn't bother him.
Oh.
No, because he said to his daughter, "That thing knows how to cook, clean the house, and everything. I should marry him." His wife was alive then, you know. But Mr. Black, one of Mr. Black's hands was like two of mine. But anyway, Chris was bisexual. He was a nice man. His wife was bisexual. And I said, "I don't know how you're gonna form a relationship. You got married." You know, he said, "Well, she brings women home or vice versa."
Is this Mr. Black?
Huh?
Is that Mr. Black?
No, this was the caregiver that looked after Mr. Black.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, Mr. Black was great.
Okay.
Anyway, you had a child. He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you know, that's going to affect your child more than any, because he's going to wonder why daddy's not there and mommy's not there, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And that happened years ago with a very good friend of mine.
Oh.
You know, he was the first one to sex change, Howie Parker.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids were calling him mommy and mommy daddy, so they were confused, you see. So that's, you know, but again, too, like Howie said, he said, "Well, I want to be a woman." So. But you know, sometimes this may part of your will accept. It's up here, but doesn't accept.
Yeah.
You're going to have problems.
Yeah.
See? You're going to run a lot of problems. You know, like with dementia, Alzheimer's. You know.
Yeah.
Withdrawals. And
yeah.
But, you know, so I'm gay and I love it.
Yeah.
But I would not have a. I would, if I was 20 years younger, I would not have a sex change.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to do that to prove something to a man. Toodaloo.
Goodbye.
You know.
Now, you know, it's changed now, but there used to be a lot of racism in Halifax as a community.
Yeah.
And what did you see with that?
When I lived on Maynard Street, I knew every bootlegger in fucking end of North Halifax.
Oh, yeah.
And they were black.
Yeah.
Well, I got along great with them.
Uh-huh.
I ate an eight judge, and I lived out in Bedford.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the street, but anyway.
Yeah.
The people downstairs were colored.
Yeah.
They were bootleggers. And I said to my partner, Tex, you want beer? Watch. And I used to tap the floor three times, and they come up because they knew that I wanted beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, I'd like to have a beer, but I said, never mind. I said, I can. So that blew him away, and then the next day, he wanted, I said, well, I can get you some head medicine until you pay me, and I tapped the floor, they come up, they knew what I wanted, see, we had a signal, and he sat in that chair, he said, you better not fuck, I lived on Meadowbrook Drive, you better not fucking move out here, he said, because he said, I'm moving in, I said, I told you, I'm making it convenient for you. Because he said before, he used to have to travel on the bus, but when he knew, he was happy.
Did you get to know other people in Meadowbrook?
Oh, God, yes. I knew. I get along with everybody, you know.
Good, good.
I worked in North Preston.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. I met some beautiful men. And Mrs. Kane, Laura, she was a sweetheart.
Mm.
And her daughter was nice, Laura, Sherry. And Sherry says, this was in the winter. And I had to take three buses, you know. Snow storm.
Did you meet some black queens?
I met a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of nice black men. Cars. You see the cars that used to come home. And I'd get out because I had a nosy neighbor and I'd pull my uniform down and say, I'm tired, I was on my knees again today. Because she was knocking nosy.
Oh.
Anyway, I lived on Harlan Avenue, changed the story.
Yeah.
And Clarence Downey, he was a nice looking man for a black man, he was.
Yeah.
But he was both.
Yeah.
He came up my door one day, no shirt on, jogging pants on, and no boots. He said, you got to stop making noise. I said, listen, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. I can move around when I want. You're not supposed to be on the property, but you go downstairs and mind your business. But he was acting because I knew what he wanted.
Was he the counselor?
No, he was a tenant living in the building.
Oh.
He wanted a blowjob.
Oh.
He thought I was going to give it to him. I said, no, you're living with a woman. But no, I don't know what you got, you know. I don't know what she had up her twat either. And she was a nice looking woman, and she worked for the government, and she ended up on social assistance.
Uh-huh.
And she had three children from her. And he used to beat the life out of her.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't supposed to be on the premises, you know.
Uh-huh.
So she broke the rules, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she came up one day and got mopey with me. I said, excuse me, I paid my rent here, and I pay your rent. I'm a taxpayer. You go downstairs and mind your business. Well, my kids are in bed at 11 o'clock. Well, that's too good for you. I don't go to bed at 11 o'clock. So when I called my landlord, Steve Metlich, he come took care of it, and he gave their notice. He said, you don't bother that tenant. That tenant's gay. I know all about it, but I have no problems with him.
Yeah.
So Steve came back to me. He said, when you're here, if you want to play your music, you play it as loud as you want. If they don't like it, you tell them to call me. And he said, oh, back to Don, the superintendent. And Don was tall, she was comical. She suggested, she said, Ginger, because you're one of the best tenants we've had in this building for years.
Oh, I don't know.
Jamie's here, don't bother nobody. But I speak my mind, you know. And you got to do that, you know.
Yeah. At least they know where you're coming from.
That's right.
Mm.
And if they don't like that, well, like my mother says, that's your famous word, fuck off. Well, I got it from my mother.
In your opinion and your feeling, What do you see as the differences between, say, a drag queen, a drag king, a male or female impersonator?
The female impersonator, they really have to know what they're doing. I mean, they got to study really what they're doing. But the drag queens, like I told you, they turned me right off.
Really?
Because they're not what they, like when I wanted to do a drag, which I'd done, I wanted to look like a woman.
Yeah.
And I wanted to look like a lady.
Yeah.
So I would sit and figure out, and I'd ask different people, what do you think, what I should wear for makeup and my clothes,
Yeah.
And I wore very expensive clothes, but I worked for it. And I remember one time when they had the old Sears bargain
page,
if you can remember. Not this one, the one before they tore the building down.
Yeah.
It was on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And I worked a couple of shifts, and I bought this black dress with the chiffon, the black chiffon, with the satin on, doing drag. And Tommy Miller, who was my friend, made a comment about it, and I said, listen, if you want to dress like that, why don't you go work for it? But better yet, they don't make dress like that for pygmies.
No.
He got the message, see, because he was being rude, see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And but I wore expensive clothes. But the drag today, you have to take your time. You're going to, And I got so used to when I was, my friend Rachel, her and her lover, when they left in the North End, had a party. I said, I don't think I'm going to go in drag or having some kind of a do or something. Some holiday. So I said, okay, I'll go. 20 minutes. Rachel said to me, Earl, look at that goddamn thing. Drinking for 2 days, goes in there, 20 minutes, all dressed up, looks there. She said, takes me a week to shave all the hair. I said, I don't shave no hair off my body, But I said, Rachel said, I can't get over it. It took you 20 minutes. You're like, you're here, and all of a sudden you're here, and you're all. I said, well, experience. Because I knew how to put my makeup on. Yeah. I didn't believe in all kinds of makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I go and drag again, I'm going to get a hair piece for here,
Because
I'm kind of bald, I can't be a bald queen here, But no, but I've always drag. To me, drag is really something. It's an art, really, that you learn over the years. But you don't try to look like somebody you're not going to be, And I've had a lot of fun. Even upstairs, I got more dresses than I got men's clothes. Even the VOS and Ginger, you got some nice dresses. I said, wait till you see the one I got from Christmas. And Leslie's going, and Leslie, she's something. And I only know her since I've lived here.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like I've known her all my life. And she don't judge nobody. I think the world of her, I really do.
She's crazy.
Come on. Us two girls are going. We got no money. Don't worry. We'll go. We do, and Jerry down at Rumors, he's really good. He's really nice, The whole staff is nice,
I find him very nice.
And they make, that makes a difference, Yeah. There's nothing around here doing, All they do is fight and argue here.
And complain.
Oh, and complain.
Yes.
Well, I was assaulted and everything else. I had problems with my legs, but they're healing.
Yeah.
They'll never be the same, but most of it I do it myself because I was a nurse, today over at Spectros, which I love. Kevin's sugar was going down. I said, Kevin, carry sugar with you. This other lady come over, Gertie, nice lady, she's a diabetic. I said, Gertie, telling you, whoever told you that when your sugar goes down past 2, I got news for you, it goes down past 2, you're dead on the floor up here. Mm. When it hits 4, you best get the orange juice in with the sugar, because it'll bring your sugar. I said, excuse me, away from my table, and Kevin spoke up and said, Gertie, the man just told you, he was a junior, he was a nurse. I said, I'm a diabetic myself, and that's why I carry bars with me. The family bars?
Because,
When you sugar, because you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I carry sugar with me. I'll carry the packs or the block, because it won't hurt, because you still, I said, you can't deprive your body of your sugar completely,
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like having sex, forget about it. But I like to argue with you. I said, well, were you there? I said, I've only been a nurse for 64 years,
Have you ever been involved with making films?
No.
Or knew people that did?
Huh?
Or did you know some that did?
No. Oh, I knew people that wanted to do blue movies. No, I said, no. My sexuality is private, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I watched a lot of gay movies. I mean, you know, I don't have any upstairs, not yet. And you learn from it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not dirty. What are you looking at that for? Well, I'm looking to see what a man looks like. I mean, we're all curious.
Yeah, sure.
Well, a bus driver told me the other day, well, I'll tell you, the bus drivers, they're wonderful. And he said, well, you know, he said, I've been married for so many years that my wife's lost her sex drive. I didn't. He said, I don't know why. Well, he said, you'll have to go to a doctor and find out why.
Uh-huh.
You know? But there are ways and remedies, you know, to bring your sex, but, oh. You know, I'm glad I'm gay. I really am.
Yeah.
I used to say that to my mom. I'm glad I'm gay.
Same here.
I don't want no children. No. I'll have pain, but not that way. My mom, I'll tell you, she was something else. She go on your old bag, she said. I said, well, who taught me to be an old bag? She said, who taught me to curse? Yeah. But like, you know, it's like she said, you tell it like it is.
Yeah.
I told them over there today, my mother did not raise no fool. Don't you talk to me like I'm 5 years old, because I won't put up with it, Ellen.
Yeah.
And if you keep moping off, I'm going to have the cops come in here and charge you with slander.
Yeah.
You know, the wind, you're here sick. You got COVID. Well, no, I don't. I suggest you do, because I said, you don't even have a mask on, so you're supposed to stay home. So you're 80 years of age. What are you here for? To cause trouble? She shut her mouth because she knew I was right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, we have a meeting coming up soon, and I'm going to put in request that she be taken off the board.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know, you live your life one way, I live mine.
Uh-huh.
Just, but you don't start pointing fingers.
No.
You know, I found out things about her, maybe she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I had an aunt, she will. My aunt was lovely. She told me she had an affair for a while with a woman.
Yeah.
You know, and she said, I enjoyed it. Because
yeah.
She said, I found, you know, I said, well, each to their own. Never bothered her being gay. And I had another aunt when I lived on Holland Street. I borrowed a duster one time as a coat, you know. And her husband said, Jesus. I said, what? He said, to birth, he said, your nephew got better legs than you got.
Yeah.
I was like Marlon Monroe, I guess. And he was after me. He was a nice man, Jesus. He said, yeah, Bertha, you're upset now. My aunt was a nice-looking woman, but she got older.
Yeah. Now, you know, some drag queens, I'm thinking of a famous one that just died recently, the Australian woman. And I think it's Dame Edith or something. But anyway, she said that my drag personality is like a... almost like a different person.
It is, yeah.
So do you have a personal love for Ginger? And what's Ginger like compared to, you know, your...
I got the name from a man I slept with, Whoopi-Doo, and he said, you're like a box of cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. And I said, you know, because he said, your attitude never changes.
Oh.
You know, and I went through this, not because I'm gay, with the so-called foster sister in Sprocket. I nearly died 3 times.
Oh.
And the doctors, when I came home this time, they said, and I had 4 of them, you know, the first time I had 26, they said, Steve, your attitude. I said, well, I didn't cause what she did to me. She did it because she can't accept her identity.
Oh.
If she doesn't know, she's straight, fucked up, or, you know, and that's true, you know. And I said, no, here I am. But I said, I'm not letting that take my life away.
Yeah.
When my time comes, the Lord will do it.
Yeah.
And I told my brother yesterday, I called the authorities again, and I'll make a deal. And I told him, this is the last call I make. Next call, I'm going to the media.
Yeah.
Because you're doing nothing. 18 months, this should have been accepted, should have been over with.
Yeah.
And I said, she thinks she's walking around scot-free. I'm the one that's in this chair.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that deals, you know. But I'm doing pretty good, I gotta say, Baron, you know.
Sure, I think so.
You know, I'm not much pain today. Some days I'm in pain, you know. But, you know, I'm more or less a loner, because when the women get in here and all you hear is blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I know.
And it gets on your nerves.
Well, I think you make it, you know, I told you in the beginning, like, be nice to everybody, but don't hang around.
And we got one lady here, I mean, Mary, down the hall. You know Mary.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. Mm. She's an angel, as far as I'm concerned. Uh-huh. She went around here yesterday and brought up 8 dinners uh-huh. with people. She didn't have to do that. And she didn't look nothing in return. Uh-huh. All the ones, you know.
Yeah.
No, she's my angel here, you know.
So you do you have a kind of an identity for Ginger, the drag queen? Is that that?
Ginger's an old queen, loves life, still likes looking at the men, even though I got a boyfriend. Yeah. He's not dead yet, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, my boyfriend now is coming around more and more. Mm-hmm. He was here today. He said, I'll see you on Thursday. I said, okay, that's fine. And he said, your attitude. I said, Norm, my attitude is, I told you, if I got something to say, I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. I'm not brewing over it. Your camping trip didn't go well. You got rained out. You know. But you wanted to go, so, you know. And that's the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because that brings your lover closer to you. You don't make them feel like they're obligated, because they're going to get pissed off at you.
Sure, yeah.
You know. I said, you know where I'm at? If I'm not over there, I'm here. You're not here on the weekend, you're gone away. I'm going down the club. You see, you still have to remain independent.
Yeah.
You can't let a man or a woman, you know, say, you know, no. A text used to say to me, Jesus, whether you're a drag or not, you meet so many people. I said, yeah, I just sing half of them you want to sleep with. And he shut his phone and go about his business. And a couple of that worked at the bar, at Sullivan's, they were straight and they knew that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they said, yeah. Ginger tells you like it is, you know, but 38 years, you know, is a long time.
Yeah. Here's an interesting thing. Drag queens have often been seen as trailblazers in the quest for gay rights. Do you have the sense that you were opening doors for other people as a drag queen? Do you think, what is liberating about drag?
Well, I opened doors even though I was in drag, you know, just very well. You see somebody coming in, the door, you know, they're carrying parcels, whatever, you know, but someone get up on their high horse, you know.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, just, you know, I'm in drag, you know. You know, yeah.
Do you feel you've changed, you know, you're being free as a drag queen, changed other people's hearts and minds to take some courage?
I don't really know, Bear, because I don't vote that much like I used to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have always enjoyed life, whether it was in drag or not.
Yeah.
But when I'm in drag, I feel more secure, really. And I feel like the woman I want to be. You know, because one time, you know, I pick up my clothes and pick out all my accessories, you know. But I'm pretty well known now, you know, and I know where everything has to be accordingly, you know. Because there's nothing worse than a drag queen can't find her makeup.
Pardon me?
It's not worse than a drag queen can't find her lipstick here, you know, or her KY. And I go over to Spencer House, and they now start a paper over there called the Spencer News.
Oh, yeah.
They picked out 3 people of the celebrity over there because Steph Savon and Brittany's away. She said, Steve, Ginger, it's because your stories that you tell people, and we hear you singing and all that. Well, I love to sing. I said, you know, I am 75. But a lot of people don't like that, you know. And that's the worst with a lot of straight people.
Yeah.
They get into a rut, and they get so hateful and so miserable, they need someone to tell them either get off or fuck off. And fuck off, you shouldn't swear, but, you know, it's one other language.
Yeah.
There's one gentleman right in this building. He's a reborn Christian. Well, that's, you know. Mm. And one of the tenants was nasty to him.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, he only asked you a question, would you be a nasty with him? Because I'm having a bad hair day. Well, I said, you've been having since you moved in. You know, he was sitting in the chair, that's what it was.
Hmm.
Well, I said, he wants me. I said, how do you know he wants you? You probably hoped he did.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, no.
Hello.
You know, that's all about that. Well, my gay life, yeah, there's my money right there, and I don't know her that well. A lot of slap her in the head, you know.
I don't think so.
She's got news for you. Good day. Yeah, yeah. Tell you after. Yeah, so are we finished? Or
yeah, I think so.
We had more later on?
I think we're good. Yeah, thank you so much.
What?
Thank you so much. I'm going to pass this on to
you. Well, if he wants any more.